So I joined the Labour Party, and at that time the Pakistan-Bangladesh war was happening, and Manning and Ward had a lot of Bangladeshi members, and all from lots of them from down that Cornwall Road area, and they all worked in the mills. It was pre their families coming, and I got to know a lot of them and met some interesting people, and found out about, you know, the kind of things that people had to do to get jobs in the mills, that, you know, if somebody came from Bangladesh or Pakistan, they would actually have to pay to get the job, and they'd have to give the foreman a bottle of whiskey and things like that, you know what I mean? So they'd have to borrow to get the job and promise to do more shifts and things like that. They were celebrating things like Eid in their tea breaks, you know, I mean. And you can imagine being in a mill where you're fasting, you know, and you're praying in your tea break, and you know, it's sweltering hot, you know, kind of what that must have been like. So I went to Labour Party Young Socialist Conference that year in 1971 at Skegness, and I stood up and gave this speech about, you know, the Pakistani and Bangladeshis I'd met who'd had to pay to get their jobs. And also I'd met, and I can't remember his name, but a most lovely Bangladeshi guy who lived on Oxton Street in Girlington. Made some superb fish curry. But he'd caught his hand in a carding machine, and it was all mangled, a real mess, and he didn't get any compensation. They said it was his negligence, you know. I also remember, incidentally, about 1968, somewhere between 66 and 68, passing Daniel Illingworth's mill on Thornton Road, and on the gate, where there was the vacancies board, was a notice there saying no blacks, no Irish need apply.